Five people suffered minor injuries when an earthquake measuring 6.2 on the Richter scale struck Taiwan this morning. It caused some panic, but little serious damage. James Pomfret reports.
The earthquake struck at 10:35 this morning, rocking Taipei for 20 seconds, though much of the city was left unscathed. Only a few buildings were damaged. This hospital's outer wall was unable to withstand the shock, crashing onto the pavement, though no one was injured. There were power cuts in some areas and public transport was disrupted, including the mass rapid transit system, which was closed temporarily for safety checks. According to the Central Weather Bureau, the quake measured 6.2 on the open-ended Richter scale, with its epicenter at sea off Taiwan's northeast coast. Just last night, a quake measuring 6.3 originated from a similar area, but the two quakes are not believed to be related. Nine minor aftershocks have been recorded. Taiwan's financial market perhaps suffered most. The stock market fell more than 1.7% on worries that aftershocks could affect the island's industries. Taiwan's last major quake occurred in September 1999, measuring 7.6 on the Richter scale. 50,000 buildings were destroyed and 2,400 people died in that quake. James Pomfret, TBB News.
第四部第二节, 广告配音员的梦想, 梦幻般的声音.
Advertisements are really a top way to improve your English. They always use English in the most effective way possible, and they are full of useful adjectives that appear on many exams. In fact, advertisements contain more adjectives than any other type of learning material. Instead of memorizing long lists of them, try reciting some advertisements and watch your vocabulary power improve immensely.
我们首先请Kim老师来读第一个广告。
Dry scalp? It needs moisture more than medicine. When a scalp's tight, dry, and itchy from abuse like everyday hair care routines, it may not be dandruff. It could be dry skin. So it needs shampoo that's formulated to protect the scalp. Dry Scalp Shampoo. Its unique formula helps maintain the natural moisture balance of your scalp, while its gentle conditioners care for your hair.
下面我们来看广告常用形容词. Number one, dry.
I hate the dry air in Beijing. I think you cooked this chicken too long. It tastes really dry. We haven't had a dry day in Guangzhou in months.
Number two, itchy.
I can't wear anything that's itchy. My legs are itchy from so many mosquito bites. I'm so hot and itchy, I can't wait to take a shower.
Number three, unique.
Crazy English is a unique way to learn English. My husband isn't handsome, but he certainly is unique. Where did you get that unique watch?
Number four, natural.
China has so much natural beauty. Try to relax and speak in a natural voice.
Number five, gentle.
I don't like such a hard massage. I prefer a gentle touch. My mother is a kind and gentle woman. The weather was warm with a gentle breeze.
我们请Jim老师来录第二个广告。
Believe it or not, you've just struck oil. Soft and silky, never greasy. Introducing Johnson's Creamy Baby Oil, a new moisturizer made from pure Johnson's Baby Oil, swirled light and creamy. Try it and strike it rich. New Johnson's Creamy Baby Oil.
Wow, 听起来具有购买的欲望。第四步第三节，成功的翻译必备，锻炼顶级双语功力. Number one,
the project is making slow progress because of his uncooperativeness.
Number two,
there seems to be little chance that he will grant such a request.
Number three,
if by any chance you want to cancel the trip, please notify us in writing at least 1 month in advance.
Number four,
this situation will not remain unchanged.
Number five,
The new regulations will come into force next year.
Number 6.
She looks pretty much like a friend of mine.
Number 7.
This kind of instant noodle is preservative-free.
Number 8.
He doesn't like others to call him by his nickname.
Number 9.
You should not dream your life away.
Number 10.
The ship was flying the Chinese flag.
Number 11.
His excellent performance enabled us to win the match.
Number 12.
Her latest solo album has made her very famous in the world of pop music.
Number 13.
What he said made no sense to me at all.
Number 14.
Whether they come makes no difference to me.
Number 15.
When I needed you the most, I could not find you anywhere.
第四部第四节, 做个幽默的主持人。
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my job to introduce the foreign guest who will be spending the week with us here. I must say that I'm a little at a loss as to how to introduce them. I wanted to say at first the tall one, or the one with blonde hair, or the one with blue eyes, or something like that to help you remember them. Now, seeing them all here together for the first time, I see what a problem I have. They are all tall, they all have blonde hair, and they all seem to have blue eyes, too. Oh, well, you'll just have to remember their names. Mr. Sam White comes to us from the University of Kentucky, where he is majoring in economics. He is most noticeable for his southern accent. Miss Kelly Brown comes from the University of Wisconsin. She is majoring in modern languages, so she will be happy to speak in French or Chinese to any one of you. Mr. Jim Smith is from the City College of New York. He tells me he is a city boy, and this is his first time to live in a camp like this. If he gets scared at the night noises, be patient with him. The last person is Miss Julia Cook, who is a social worker for the City of Los Angeles. She has a headache owing to the weather here, but she is now accustomed to it. Seriously, thank you all for coming and taking part in our camp. All of us hope that you will enjoy yourselves.
第四部第五节, 演讲家的风采, 征服自我, 征服听众。 Happy birthday, 生日快乐。
We're here today to celebrate a very special occasion. I'm sure everybody will agree with me that Tom has always been a great boss and a great leader. He has also been a good role model and friend. I have never met a person who is as understanding, patient, and sincere as Tom. We have thrown this birthday party not only to celebrate your birthday, but also to express our gratitude for your thoughtful leadership. You have really done a lot for everyone here, so thank you from all of us. Happy birthday, Tom, and many happy returns.
经典祝贺二, Wedding congratulations. 我们再请金老师来读。
John and Mary, you have my warmest congratulations on this wonderful day. I am really very happy for you two. I have known John for about 5 years, and I have always been envious of his talent and abilities in many respects. He is not merely a competent professional in international trade, he is exceptional in doing almost anything. Today, I have become even more envious of John because he just got married to one of the most beautiful brides in the world. But don't let our envy bother you, John, because we want you to become the happiest couple in the world and keep us envious of you two forever. Congratulations and be happy. We all wish you the very best.
What a fantastic wedding toast.
Very
beautiful.
Touching.
第四部第八节,一个成功的导游必备, 介绍首都北京吸引外国游客。 Beijing.
As the capital of China and one of the 7 ancient capitals in Chinese history, Beijing is the first one of the state-listed famous cultural and historic cities. It blends a traditional outlook as well as a spectacular view of the modern metropolis. The Great Wall, the Palace Museum, and the site of Zhoukoudian, home of Peking Man, have been listed as the World Heritage. Beijing is also a noted city for international tourism. The architecture of the imperial palaces of the Ming and Qing dynasties have been preserved well. On the axis from south to north are Yongding Gate, Zhengyang Gate, Chairman Mao Memorial Hall, the Monument to the People's Heroes, Tiananmen Gate, Duan Gate, the Palace Museum, Jingshan Park or Coal Hill, Drum Gate, and Bell Tower. Around the Palace Museum is the Imperial City. There are the Temple for Ancestral Worship, the Altar of the Earth and Harvest, the Beihai Park. The outer lane is the inner city. There are the Imperial College, Yonghegong, Miaoying Temple, etc. Outside the inner city are the Temple of Heaven, the Temple of Earth, the Temple of Agriculture, the Summer Palace, the Yuan Ming Yuan Ruins, etc. In the outer suburbs are the Ming Tombs, the Great Wall, and the site of Zhou Ko Dian, home of Peking Man. The newly opened natural sites include the Stoneflower Cave, Da Guan Yuan, or Grand View Garden, the World Park, and many more. Beijing is rich in the former homes of famous people, the Beijing-style lanes, or hutongs, and street view, folk arts, and delicacies.
第五部第一节, 超级地道美国话, 吓唬美国人, 句句地道美语, 天天脱口而出, 第一篇, 约会迟到, 找借口。 Number 1.
I was stuck in traffic.
Number 2.
Well, there was an accident on the road, you see.
Number 3.
The bus broke down on my way here. It was a nightmare.
Number 4.
There were so many people waiting for the bus, I couldn't even get on it.
Number 5.
I lost my car keys.
Number 6.
My car died.
Number 7.
Oh, I overslept.
Number 8.
Nobody woke me up.
Number 9.
I didn't go to sleep until 3 o'clock last night.
Number 10.
My alarm didn't go off.
Number 11.
My cat died, or my dog died.
Number 12.
My mother called.
Number 13.
My son got really sick. I had to take him to the hospital.
第二篇,拒绝听借口. Number 1.
What's your excuse this time?
My son got really sick. I had to take him to the hospital. Number 2.
What is it this time?
Number 3.
All right, let's hear it.
Number 4.
What's your story this time?
My cat died. Or the mouse is off.
That's a story.
That's a story.
Number 5.
All right, it better be good.
Number 6.
So, do you have an excuse this time?
Number 7.
So, what's today's excuse?
Number 8.
All right, don't tell me your dog or cat died.
Number 9.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. You overslept, right?
Number 10.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Number 11.
Man, I don't want to hear it.
Number 12.
I'm sick of your excuses. Can't you just be on time for once?
I'm sick of your excuses. I love this sentence. 第五步, 第二节, 高级口译自测, 进入随心所欲的世界。 朱镕基总理记者招待会, 片段, Premier Zhu's press conference.
Premier Zhu definitely has a gift for communicating. His answers are always direct, to the point, and well-worded. He doesn't give long, vague answers. If he isn't prepared to answer or doesn't want to, he just says so. This no-nonsense approach wins him a lot of respect in the international community. He is more than just a role model for English. He is also a role model for good communication skills in general.
下面由我来扮演记者, 由我们的Jim老师来扮演我们的朱总理。 Thank you from Reuters, Premier Zhou. I noticed in your work report you included several elements of Jiang Zemin series, including the three represents and rule by virtue. Since you are famous for very plain, easy to understand language, can you explain to us what the three represents means to the man on the street, and also what rule by virtue means as you plan to practice it?
The theory of three represents and the philosophy of rule of virtue put forward by President Jiang Zemin is actually the extension and development of Marxism theory. This is not the work of President Jiang Zemin himself. The entire CCCP committee has agreed on these points. But I don't think today this is a fitting occasion for me to give you a thorough elaboration. Perhaps it would need an international seminar for a thorough discussion about the question you've raised. Thank you.
第六部第一节, 教你一招如何结束谈话。
This is a serious problem among Asian English learners. Even people with outstanding English seem to have a hard time with this skill. I think the culture difference has something to do with it. In any case, these endings are much better than abruptly saying, "Okay, I go now." Making a graceful exit will ensure that you are remembered long after you leave.
How to end a conversation. 师生之间. Thank you for your time, Miss Lee. I enjoy speaking with you.
You're welcome, Stone.
听力课堂欢迎你。